The Clean Water Action Council says Procter & Gamble's Fox River paper mill is belching dust into the air in and around downtown Green Bay. The group is working with lawyers from Midwest Environmental Advocates. They filed a 60-day notice of intent to sue Procter & Gamble if the problem isn't fixed. Under provisions of the Federal Clean Air Act, manufacturers are required to prove efforts to control emissions. Lawyer Melissa Scanlon says DNR data show Procter & Gamble hasn't done that.
We have the notice letter here if you want to look through it. It's 26 pages. It lists every day that they were violating their permit.
Scanlon says Procter & Gamble's dust collecting equipment doesn't work reliably and that the company's recording system is lax.
They failed to record whether or not the equipment was working on a number of occasions, and the equipment wasn't working on many other. And so here's the list, just goes on and on.
A spokesperson from Procter & Gamble wasn't available for comment. But an air management expert with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says Procter & Gamble had what he called 314 dust-related occurrences in the first half of 2002. Randy Maddy says there are problems with the company's air pollution monitoring system, but he can't say if Procter & Gamble is violating the Clean Air Act because the DNR is in the midst of an investigation.
There's always a given amount of pollution coming out of every facility, and they have limited conditions on those emissions. And at this time, we have not determined if they are exceeding any of their limitations at this time.
If the suit goes forward, it would be the first time a Wisconsin citizens group has sued under Title V of the Clean Air Act. Title V provides public access to certain pollution records. The Clean Water Action Council's notice of intent to sue comes on the heels of Governor Doyle's budget proposal that would cut the DNR's air pollution staff by nearly 12 positions. The group says the cuts would further erode the agency's ability to enforce clean air standards. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.